basic primitive human needs. That's right.
Yeah, it's a basic primitive human need. All of the basic primitive human needs of an individual have to be met. And that is the purpose of every single government that has ever existed since the beginning of governments being socialized into that form.
Actually, the purpose is to put wealth in the hands of the few and make sure everybody else stays in line.
Well, that's a more recent definition. It only happened the way Robert defines it, and I know this from doing research and finding out what happened to the knowledge that I share with people. How come you don't know it already? I found out it was a systematic crushing of this knowledge, which is basically...
And believe it or not, we are going to get into that knowledge as soon as I tell you about the last two meetings that I want people to know about around the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. We've talked about the meeting today, 3:30, Open Air Shelter Subcommittee, City Manager's Office. They're supposedly looking for shelter for people in March, I guess, 15th, when the Armory opens up. We've talked about City Council meeting tomorrow, when the Citizens Committee will be panhandling the council for $47,000. That's Daryl Darling, Dodgem Darrell, and Pardonnez-moi Paul Merceau, who are the two paid agents of the CCH, will be in there PRing and trolling for bucks. You can call the City Council number to say, please say no to the Citizens Committee at 429-3550. And you can call them at any time of the day or night. They have a recording line. They'll pick up your message, 429-3550. Then on Thursday, January 25th at 4 o'clock, you can go meet the masters of moolah in their lair. You can talk to the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. That is the board of directors of the Citizens Committee, and that board will meet at 4 o'clock at Garfield Park Church on the west side, which is actually at the intersection of Woodrow and Californius Avenues at Errett Circle. That's 4 o'clock on Thursday. That's an open meeting of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. The last time these clowns met, we tried to present them with the recorded promise that their paid negotiating agents made to the campers. We recorded it on tape. We tried to play it for the board of directors. The chairman of the board, Paul Lee, stopped us from talking and closed down the meeting rather than hear the truth about this situation. So you can come and talk about that. We're also going to be bringing up the issue of what about appeals from the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program. You may have heard on this show Gina, who was evicted from the ISSP by Paul Merceau with no due process. For the last 3.5 months, she has had no legal place to sleep, and she has been out, O-U-T, without any opportunity for a hearing. Now, it is true that the Homeless Community Resource Center and Karen Gillette's Board of Directors has given her, we have a new guest in the studio, a wagging guest with a white tail. This could be our first doggy guest in here. In any case, getting back to the show. So, what a cute doggy. I wonder if this dog does
that. Public relations guy.
Yes, definitely. Oh, you little big puppy. All right, then. So, anyway, that's at 4 o'clock on Thursday at Garfield Park Church at the intersections of California and Woodrow on the west side. So, you know, bring your tomatoes to the Citizens Committee for the Homeless and bring strong voices. You want to tell these people what you think of their closing down of the Coral Street Open Air Shelter, lying to the campers, now trolling for more money, and paying no attention whatsoever to the needs of hundreds of people that they are evicting. Other people have offered to run that campground. They've said, no, 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 we won't even allow that. They want their property for their pet project, which is a fund magnet, for hundreds of thousands of dollars so they can serve 45 people with a kind of transitional housing located right next to emergency services, which is really kind of a questionable location because you have a drug and alcohol-free facility in the midst of a population, some of which, a significant minority of which, uses and deals drugs and uses alcohol. I mean, let's get real here, folks. This is America 1996. You know, that's what's happening. Come in. So, finally, at 7 o'clock on Thursday, in the City Council chambers, that's January 25th, this next week, 4 days from today, or 3 days from today, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless is going to be seeking a permit for their property to locate these Stanford-donated trailers. And I suggest people call Stanford and ask Stanford just what the heck they're donating trailers to these clowns for. They're going to displace hundreds of people. This was proposed by Crossroads' Chris Brazda. The people put pressure on Stanford. Brazda is a homeless activist, often extremely outspoken, sometimes violent, who has on many occasions made perfect sense, on other occasions not so much so. But if you want to make your sense known to the zoning board, you should definitely show up on Thursday, 7 o'clock, City Hall Chambers, to oppose a permit for Community House until there is open-air shelter for the 200 to 300 people that this place is going to displace, that this so-called trailer project, this Trailers Not Trolls project, is going to displace. You're going to have to dump all these people on the streets. And if you think there were homeless people downtown during the holidays, watch what happens in March, gang. Okay, you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. I pointed out four meetings this week, Monday at 3:30 at City Hall, Tuesday at 3:30 at City Hall, Thursday at the Garfield Park Church at 4 o'clock, and Thursday at 7 o'clock at City Hall. Come to these meetings. Come to one of them. If you can't come to them, call City Council at 429-3550 and announce you oppose funding and a permit for Community House, so-called, unless there is an alternate spot for people to sleep at night in an open-air shelter environment, in a campground environment. That's what they need. That's what they want. That's what they're being denied. Now, you want to call in? We got 427-3772. We have in the studio the notorious Karen. And here's another figure who's lurking in the background. What's your name, sir?
Oh, the janitor.
It's the janitor. And who is this white figure, this white furry thing here? What's your name?
That's curious.
Why
not?
I don't like people knowing his name.
This dog is remaining anonymous. I don't want anybody. No.
I don't want people calling my dog.
We don't want everybody knowing. You got to get to the inner circle here before you get to know the real facts. Well, let's get down to the subject we rarely cover on this show, which has to do with really the kind of medical, psychological, emotional health of people on the streets who need, I'm sure, perhaps even more than your average couch potato or average working person who works 8 hours a day, then collapses in a heap at the end of the day, wondering why they've been working to pay some stupid landlord and some usurious grocer.
Can I say something?
Sure,
about that?
Go ahead.
One of the things is deep tissue, intimate touch is a basic primitive human need. I just show people another way to do it, which is done with the feet, and you're not walking on a person. You sit on a chair or you lay down, but the feet won't get carpal tunnel syndrome from using them on the person's back. But be sure you're sitting and you're balanced over the person if you try it at home, and make sure you identify intimacy first by giving them a hug. Give each other a hug and breathing through your nose next to the sweaty neck. Now, the thing is,
where's my hug? I might ask at this moment.
Oh, that's right. I've got to give you a hug. Now, breathe in through your nose. And again. Make sure you got my neck.
This is great, folks. I wish you were here for this. A little bit tense in the back there, Karen.
Well, I have a bone spur. Oh. But anyway, okay. Very observant.
Yes.
Did you feel a little high from it?
You smell good, kid, I got to tell you. I smell, but you smell good.
It releases two natural brain drugs, just that right there. One brain drug lowers anxiety, and the other one relaxes you. This was a greeting that was done by humanity for 1.5 million years. Homo sapiens have been walking on this planet and greeting each other that way. It lowers anxiety and stress. Okay, most of the 1.5 million years Homo sapiens have been on the planet, they've been living like the homeless. Really, just cuddling up to each other, trying to keep warm in the winter. And what I've observed is, and you may, people walking by may notice it too, is how happy some of these people appear to be. And you're happy if you're getting your basic primitive intimate need for touching and hugging and being up against another person met. And to get the life force energy moving in your body, well, I started to go into that earlier, that your body has to be ionized, which walking will do. It will excite the atoms enough for you to move life force energy from your feet, which it is called prana or prow or tau. And it's static electricity that comes in through your body. Wear leather-soled shoes or go barefooted as much as possible, because I think, and it's a fact, rubber does stop electricity from entering your body. And when it goes up through your body, you can breathe it and move it up to your head, and then it heightens your awareness. Now, if you get a whole big blast up there all at once, it causes rapture. By the way, somebody mentioned something about witches. Oh, I wanted to say just a note on the homeless. They are, a lot of them, when you see people coupled up that are homeless people, they are getting bonded to each other. And there is another thing that goes along with life. It's Mother Nature gave us to make it us adaptable. It's called, today in modern terms, it's called Stockholm Syndrome. That's where you bond to whatever oppresses you. And that's what Mother Nature gave you, so you'd like the bad guy, because you figured a bad winter would come, you'd all snuggle up, good guys and bad guys together, trying to keep from getting hyperthermia, and you'd all get your humanity back, and the bad guy would be a nicer guy, and the good guy would teach him, and, you know, all that could work. And now today, there's a lot of suspicion on people's activities from all directions, you know, from homeless, suspicion of the system and everywhere, because people are losing their humanity in epidemic proportions. And when people are working that 9-to-5 job and come home to bad remarks because they're not properly bonding at home and they don't know how to capture the rapture. Oh, by the way, women do. Most women do. It's only heterosexual males that don't know this, by the way.
I know nothing.
Nothing. All of what I speak about is in the Bible, and the instructions are literally in the Bible on how to do it. And it's in Revelations, mostly, you might not read the whole thing, but there's references in the other parts of the Bible back to it. This knowledge was crushed from your consciousness as an educated form of life by the three major religions in the world over the last, you know, 2,000 to 4,000 years in some cultures, because they couldn't get men to go to war when they knew how to capture the rapture. I made a big impression in Washington, D.C., because as I was trying to, you know, you go into the FBI headquarters, see, that's how you do it. You stormtroop on one army.
Yes, stormtroop. Anyone who's everyone has been to the FBI headquarters. I myself, but we won't get into that at this time.
Well, anyway, I think they stopped people from walking in after I did it. But, in fact, they did. But I, like I say to people, I'm famous already. You just haven't heard of me yet.
Well, now let's get down to the nitty gritty. How can people get in touch with you to learn more specifically about the techniques you've been discussing? Is there any written material on this technique? Any text out and that's being popularly sold? And are you intending to write one if there's not?
Well, there's. I went to Washington D.C. I talked to Robert Gallo at the National Institute of Health. And
who is Robert Gallo?
He's the head of the now he's in doing an AIDS research thing in San Francisco, but at the time he was the head of the National Institute of Health.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I had the one study that when you're breathing through your nose next to a sweaty neck, your nose has a receptor that will pull in USM number 1. There's 1 through 14. What is
an USM?
An USM is a little molecular thing that you sweat out of your body, and then it hovers around your skin.
Mm-hmm.
They can also be free-floating, too, you know, in the air. Like when you walk into a room and it's closed environment, all of a sudden you feel relaxed. You're getting some USM receptors in your nose.
Okay.
Okay, I had that study, and I had the one that was the Miami, Florida's Jackson Memorial Hospital, well, University of Miami and Jackson Memorial Hospital's study that was done in the late 40s, early 50s, where they didn't pick up the little infants and hold them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one, as time went on and progressed, shows that deep tissue intimate touch is a basic primitive need for infants. The connective tissue between brain cells and neurons is only developed in infancy. You have none when you're born. You have no dendrites in your brain connected to neurons when you're born. Only deep tissue intimate touch next to the sweaty body of another human being will make them develop. In other words, that little baby has to be mushed and held next to a mother or father or any human.
So I want all of you moms out there to start mushing your babies. And even if you're dealing with, in fact, everyone out there, listen to, within the sound of my voice, start mushing. You see someone next to you, mush them.
Yeah.
Now, come on now. If you're listening to the show at work, stop working and start mushing. It's not hard, you know. Get past the perfume. Get past the, the roll-on deodorant. Do a quick mush. Now, on the count of three, I want you to stand up and do a little bit of mushing. Everybody get ready now.
Yep.
All right, now, stand up now. One, all right, get ready to mush. Okay, go over to that person. And all right, you're getting closer now. Two, you're about to do some mushing. Now you're going to do it. I want you, let's direct them exactly on how to mush.
Well,
what should you be doing now? Go ahead. Tell them how to mush.
All right. You put your nose up to the neck of the other person.
Okay, three. Now, put your nose up to the neck of the other person. You're neck to neck now.
You put your arms around the person, and you have your fingers on their back. Or your palms, your hands on their back.
Arms around the person, fingers on the person's back. Now, I hope you're doing this. Let's not weenie out here again. Come on. Mush, mush, mush. Go ahead.
Now, you take your hands up and down their back, vigorously mushing their muscles.
You are mushing the muscles. This is really putting all kinds of good energy up and down. You've got to have your nose in the person's
neck. In the neck.
That sweaty neck, that sweet scent, that great smell. Okay? We're mushing and mushing. Are you mushing out there? I want to get a couple of calls from people who successfully mushed.
All right. You knuckle them in the head if they try and resist you while you get them in an arm lock, see?
Then
you roll them around the floor and tumble around with them, and they get a mushed in way.
This is called safe mushing. No biting the neck while you're mushing. No. So I want to, we're at 427-3772. You're listening to Bathrobe Spiel's Broadsides, Poverty Rights and Mushing, on the air at, this is January 21st, 1996, and we are going till noon today. We have call-in number 427-3772, and the more mushing, the better. I'm making jokes here, but I'm also quite serious. I think the more you mush, the better you're going to feel. Hey, we have perhaps a potential musher calling in.
Hi, you're on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Have you been mushing?
No, I haven't.
You have not been mushing?
I have not been mushing.
Well, shame on you.
No, it's actually kind of funny. I could see some kind of, like, sexual harassment lawsuit stemming from, like, some people at work trying to mush each other or something.
I see. Well,
Well, basically, that's why the massage is done with the feet, because if you do the way this mushing technique goes is, hey, what are you going to do, rest somebody's feet?
Anyways, I just
but you can hug them, and at the office work, you just have them lay down in front of you and use your feet on their back, and that'll give them a lot of... I didn't get to say this part. I got kind of sidetracked, but 27 hormones and enzymes are released from deep tissue intimate touch only after the nose identifies that it's intimately close to another human being.
I just wanted to call up and make a comment about the homeless issue. If I can switch the subject briefly.
Sure. Okay.
Is that all right?
Go ahead.
I just moved up here about 3 weeks ago from Orange County.
Right.
And I don't know if you know about Orange County's situations with like what they call anti-camping ordinances.
We heard a bit about Santa Ana and the fact that you guys actually got a very favorable Court of Appeals decision that was eventually dumped by the California Supreme Court last February.
Yeah. And, you know, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't know about the local issue up here about with homeless and et cetera, but I just find it intuitively odd that you can't camp or you can't sleep just, I guess, kind of wherever you want. I mean, you can't, of course, do it wherever you wanted to, but, I mean, like, go down to the beach and sleep. I just don't understand why, you know, like I said, I think it's summed up by saying it's intuitively odd that you cannot do that.
Oh, of course, it's not really intuitively odd. It's a clear seizure of public property by private power sources. It's like the downtown mall where you would seem to be able to sit down without being prosecuted for doing so. But in 1994, Santa Cruz set up a whole series of anti-homeless laws, which makes it illegal to sit 10 feet from a shop. It would seem to be a right to be able to peacefully ask someone for spare change if you're not harassing them, assaulting them, or blocking their way, or abusing them. But in 1994, Santa Cruz made it a criminal offense, up to 6 months in jail for the second such offense, for asking someone for anything after dark. I mean, it's an incredible situation. What would intuitively seem to be sensible or right has become kind of the playground of merchants and conservative politicians, or even just opportunistic politicians who aren't particularly conservative, but who are pandering to what they consider to be the spirit of the times.
Excuse me, I'm just going to get going and listen to you on the air, but thanks for letting me get on the air.
Sure, I got a question for you before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to, are you pretty much informed about the Orange County situation?
No.
You aren't?
No.
Well, then, the heck with you. No, I mean, I appreciate your having called in, and you keep listening to us.
All right, thanks.
All right.
So, we are on the air here. It's Free Radio Santa Cruz. We're going to pause briefly with a...
patient identification.
We are going to identify our station, of course. We've been doing that endlessly. What we're going to do now is do something we've been promising or threatening to do for the last two shows, which is play a little bit of the discussion at the last city council meeting of that ever-wonderful debate around the issue of funding for the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. Do you want to give money to a bunch of trailers that will fill up space, which will pave over a campground area that has served 200 to 300 people? Or do you want to give money to a campground in Santa Cruz, which save our shelters that Barbara Riverwoman, Sherry Connable, myself and others are supporting? I think the answer to me is an obvious one. We don't want to throw good money after bad. The Citizens Committee for the Homeless has been the, you know, sanctioned purveyor of homeless services in Santa Cruz for the last, almost for the last decade, although there have been other groups that also have been doing it. It's time now to go to a group that does not have a history of breaking its promises, a history of bankruptcy, a history of these funding projects that just don't work. This community house project that they've been pushing has been around since 1991. They had the same excuse in 91 when they evicted people from the property. We've got to build community house. They got $25,000 for a some sort of architectural survey at that time from the city. They've been endlessly seeking waivers and all kinds of favors from the city around this project. Not a good situation. Anyway, 2 weeks ago at City Council, the same issue was up. CDBG, Community Block Development Grant funding, $47,000 left over from last year. Should it be given to a campground with that a new group of campers have been seeking? Or should it be given to the same old gang of folks who have been... They've been not just doing nothing, they have been stonewalling, they have been lying, and they have been pressing right ahead with plans to evict the very people that they claim to represent and serve, the homeless. So here's a speaker, a woman named Coral, Cougar Heart Coral, I call her, and she's speaking at the city council meeting of 2 weeks ago Tuesday, and perhaps she'll be speaking again tomorrow, and perhaps you, caller, will be speaking again tomorrow at 3:30 at City Hall when this issue comes up.
Thank you, City Council members. I prepared a written statement since I tend to be creative and kind of emotional person before I can be with her. City Council members, my name is Coral Rhea Bloom. I've lived in Santa Cruz for 11 years out of my 39 years of my life. I am a musician, artist, and individualist, but I am part of this community. I could be earning my living teaching music, singing, or selling art, but not care to be here. Yet I have a concern that my fellow houseless citizens are not permitted to create a lifestyle which becomes them. Sometimes creativity must be respected in many forms. Camping outside could be viewed as creative. So many people necessitate having indoor accommodations. A few have other lifestyles they also need to keep their minds and emotions healthy. Having seen what institutionalized mandates do to some people, when I, as coordinator of Santa Cruz Mental Health Client Action Network for a year and a half, attended and facilitated many budget meetings, I realize that there are individuals who, some individuals who must keep it together the best way that they can. When people who live outside are stereotyped as thieves and con artists, this is wrong. Statistically, crimes such as breaking and entering, robbery, thievery, public nuisance totally exist in spanning the proportions of those who live inside or outside. In a disproportionately dishonest world, standards of conduct are skewed by false reports over the media. But dishonesty is not the creative expression I address now. It is the value of common compassion for the unique people who are your neighbors. For not accepting the, quote, not in my backyard idea, unquote, for setting compassionate boundaries, which makes living together in Santa Cruz a little more realistic, what with the percentage of artists and musicians, a high number here. For not forcing a person without a house to steal from you because there doesn't seem to be an honest solution. And to look at your neighbors as people like you. You may have your personal boundaries, but if a person like you needs a place to sleep and you say, quote, not in my backyard, unquote, the implications of that if the tables were turned. Finally, Santa Cruz City Council I implore you to stop the ridiculous fines charged to people sleeping after 11 p.m. on the public lands for some mixed media message reason. The real reason why the open air shelter campground is closed is a lie. If you took the money from the camping ban fines, or literally dropped the fines to $5 apiece, temporarily the open air site could be maintained until a physical replacement for the campground arrives at the property of Community House. Since it's not here yet, allow people who like you need to live creatively. Thank you.
Thank you. There are, as I have heard for here, 7 other people who'd like to speak on this.
And that was Coral Broom speaking at the last city council meeting against, she was talking about the camping ban. She was talking about the closing of the open-air shelter. And I hope that you all will be talking about that tomorrow, 3:30 at City Hall downtown, right across from the library. Or if you can't get there, call 429-3550. We are in the studio with Karen, who's a professional expert on the issue of mushing. Mushing, and one might even say smushing on occasion, but probably mushing is more appropriate. I have not yet gotten any calls from you mushers out there, and I expect you to get up and mush. I'm real tired of sitting here by this phone, not hearing good mushing. In fact, I would really like to hear some mushing experiences and how it went. But I asked you a question, Karen, before, about 15 minutes ago. We're probably going to have to conclude this segment pretty quickly, but where can people get specific information here in Santa Cruz about what you have learned? Have you written about it? Is it in a library? Is it in a bookstore? Come on close to the mic and tell us about that.
I've done extensive research on this. And
have you written about it?
I've only done 2 pages. That's just the
2
one.
2 pages?
No, well, listen.
You're going to get it.
Millions of
I think it's time to mush.
Well, you know what? I had to do my lab work, too.
That's true. She said,
you want to know what the lab work is?
Yes. I want to know all about this.
Well, lab work is after you get the life force energy. Well, you can't, you know. All right.
So the answer is you don't really, there isn't any written material on this at the moment.
No, I couldn't make a living here in Santa Cruz, you guys. So I took off and went to San Francisco. And, which is like jumping into the lion's mouth for me. But, you know, hey, well, you know. Basically, like, if anybody was following this earlier, I said I was basically harassed and mercilessly by guys with guns and badges on steroids. But the thing is,
when did that happen?
It happened over a 10-year period.
Here in Santa Cruz?
Everywhere I went.
Really?
And it was...
These are people who didn't approve of your techniques, or are you talking about...
They were doing it for what's in it for me. They had nothing against me, and I never knew any of them.
Well, what were the charges that were levied against you?
Oh, I've fought charges of prostitution, pimping and pandering, bribing a police officer, which wasn't the charge. The charge was bribing a government official, which is 3 to 5 year sentence. They tried to pass a law in Sacramento against my technique, which was basically the law said anyone who does a massage without having at least 1 foot on the ground is in violation of a penal code, and they're trying to write a new penal code. There's millions and millions and millions. I don't want to go into the story because it's kind of upsetting.
Sounds
really
interesting.
Wait till the movie comes out. It better be a long, 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 long miniseries.
I want the book rights myself.
Basically, if you meditate and you're getting bonded properly by getting deep tissue intimate touch, it gave me the endurance to handle the extreme onslaught of harassment that I got. I've been arrested probably 20 times when there's been no warrant in existence, except for on the computers of the cops.
What jurisdictions are we talking about here, Karen?
It never happened in Santa Cruz.
That's good.
I was harassed in Santa Cruz by sheriff's departments, a couple of drug addict, alcoholic sheriff's guys. They all got busted. Everybody, the good news is this, is everybody that, you know, constantly called me and harassed me on the phone, anybody who made themselves known as a harasser to me was arrested.
That's
by the feds. They set them up on conspiracy charges.
So they stopped. You stopped being harassed. In other words.
Well, no. The feds were going to use me everywhere I went with my massage technique because I'd run an ad. I'd be competing against people who skip the massage and go right into, you know, sex because they're got the massage license. They pay $1 out of every $3.
Well, this
to
is
the
a
cops.
Recent scandal. You've been following the papers about this conservative.
It's not recent. It's been going on forever.
Right, but particularly recent in terms of hitting the media in the Santa Cruz area. In the last, I guess, 2 weeks, there's been a conservative guy. There's been a sting operation against this massage place. And frankly, I always get extremely annoyed when I see this because I tend to believe consensual sexual activity, particularly in organized fashion, makes a lot more sense than,
okay, let me finish.
Getting cocaine-addicted 13-year-olds on the street and at the beach flats or something.
When these people are doing sex, if they're doing sex the way a porno movie does sex,
actually, let me interrupt.
No one is getting any mushing at all. Therefore, no one is getting... maybe the woman,
so
she gets squeezed
saying,
a little bit, she's getting a few of the hormones and enzymes released from her muscles.
Well, what we're saying is that porno stars, not just porno stars, but actual sex
having
activity,
sex the way the porno
mush.
Movies
mush.
Do
if
it,
you're
fuck, will
you
not...
mush. I think that's
let me
word.
Finish.
Yes, I'm sorry.
God, hurt.
Wow.
I can't help it. It just comes out of me, you know?
you should have been here for
one
that.
One time a guy tried to harass me. He was only 5'6". He was a Vietnamese gang. He says, in Vietnamese, my girlfriend, he's a gangster. I said, he's not on steroids. He's too little. Bam! Anyway, I have thousands of stories. But anyway, the thing is, I look at a porno movie, you see, and you're knowing deep, your nose has to identify intimacy, it has to be up against the flesh of another person. You have to squeeze the muscles to release 27 hormones and enzymes by the billions. You look at a porno movie, you see that they're not doing any of that except for the part where the nose identified intimacy. But what happens is when people go to these places where they are not getting their basic primitive intimate need for touch met, they leave with a feeling in the pit of their stomach that feels like they're going to throw up. And you know why they feel like that? Because their nose says, you were there, buddy. You were there. I know. I smelt another human being intimately close to me, and you did not mush any of my muscles. We work for you all day long. We do everything for you. Our hands and our feet move around for you. And all you did is something for that one little guy down there who just hangs out all day and squirts water every now and then. And I'm telling you, I'm not condoning prostitution at all.
No, I
because there is a better way. And let me finish
this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
When you see, Jesus, you know, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. You see that in the Bible, and you see about this prostitute and that prostitute in olden days, prostitutes at the temple and all that. They did not have sex. Sorry, guys. They did not have the weenie going in and out of the pussy. Okay? Can we say that on
sure,
this
sure.
illegal station?
Definitely.
Because that
we could even do this on the illegal station, but that's
inferior. When you do not know how to combine it with putting your life force energy to use. And let me tell you, if you're having sex the way you do on a porno movie, you're not fulfilling your... You're not going to be part of the light divine. Let's put it that way. You're not putting your name in the book of life. Read Revelations.
Well,
because that fast kind of motion puts you on the positive ion carrier. It makes the heart of the man beat fast. When you have an orgasm and your heart beats fast, you're on the positive ion carrier.
I can testify to that.
Okay? When you have an orgasm and your heart does not beat fast, you're on the negative ion carrier.
I'm not sure about
and
that.
And to get on the negative ion carrier, you have to do certain things. First, you have to have the protons popped out of your atoms so your life force energies can flow through your molecular system, you know, atoms and all that. You know, it doesn't change what it is. It's still a liver and a gallbladder and a pancreas and whatever, and it does go the path of least resistance, which is the aorta, and that's that big old one that goes with the blood through it to your head. That major one is full of salt water, and that's a good conductor of electricity. And don't be trying to put negative ions in your body like Bruce Lee did by attaching something electrical to your body, because remember, he died of a ruptured blood vessel in his head. He overamped. And this is amperage. It's not the kind that shocks you. It's the kind that makes you feel joy for life. And once you know how to do it and get into the negative ion carrier, you can put yourself in a state of bliss
by just kicking back and taking it easy. And you might be stuck in commuter traffic at the time, but you don't feel like cussing at everybody around you because you feel joy.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is the good news, and it's the only good news you guys got.
Well, that's the good news, folks. And also, it would be extremely good news if we got some mushers as well as callers on other subjects calling in to 427-3772 because you are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. You're on the air with Caring and Robert. We are talking a number of things, but we're talking about ways of living better. I think we could live better without laws against homeless people. I think that we also need practices that allow people to fulfill their life energy, to be the human beings that they can be, and to rehumanize themselves. I'm going to kind of...
give him a number, though, in the city.
Give me a number. Here's a number that Caring can be reached at if you want more specifics, because I guess what we've learned so far is that there isn't really any written material on the subject at the moment that you have, that is popularly available in Santa Cruz.
Well, all the books on Tantra, which is one word for it, and Kundalini, show how the energy moves. That, for the most part, is correct. Some, the Chinese version says it goes out the mouth. Only if you make noise. It can go out the top of the head. Having it go out the mouth, though, the life force energy in a lovemaking thing is really, really, believe me, you will be part of the light divine for as long as you want to be on the negative ion carrying motion. And it's the motion of the ocean. No wonder I like surfers. But anyway.
You're going to give us a number now. You're doing a number on us, and now you're going to give us a number.
Right. Okay, it's 415-885-4501, and that's in the city. And I need to get people trained, and I didn't get a chance to tell Robert this, and I'll tell you all at once. This is a bonding technique. It bonds you to your own humanity, and it also...
Now, for those who just tuned in, we're talking about mushing, which isn't a sexual technique. It is a massage technique with the feet, correct?
That part is only what gets the atoms excited, but so will dancing and music that's, you know, vibrates your body. Any physical activity where you're jumping the body around, riding a motorcycle, mm-hmm. You know why those guys are hot, you know?
Ho-ho-ho!
So, I mean, anything like, there's all kinds of ways to get the atoms excited. I do it in a way that releases the hormones and enzymes as well. The 27 of them by the billions that get released from this technique. So it's more beneficial than just dancing. Of course, with the needs of the hormones wanting to be released, it does also raise your immune system a third. That's the two studies I had in D.C. Now, since then, they've came out with a documentary called The Brain, The Universe. And it'll show you everything that what I do for a living does scientifically define.
What do you do for a living, Caring?
Well, I teach. I will get a person. They give me money because I charge for it, and I get their atoms excited. Then I move the life force energy down to the root chakra, and then I show them how to move it up from the root chakra through all the chakras to the top of their head, where it releases natural brain drugs. Now, you won't hit the high any higher than your body is already adapted to it or knows about it already. But each time you do this, it gets better and better. It's basically the only orgasm women know. Except for, you know, the clitoral orgasm makes the heart beat fast. Well, there's the other one that they have during sex. And the reason why you men don't know it is because you haven't been listening to the women when they're not speaking. Because if you did exactly what they do when they're having sex with you, and you did exactly what they do to get their orgasm, you'd get it. So it's not like nobody knows about it entirely. The women don't know you're not getting it.
So how would you advise...
That's why they're mad at you, too.
So when I'm having sex with my partner, what should I do, what should I watch that she's doing that would help me to experience that orgasm?
Well, I can tell you in biblical terms, it's the way that it's described in the Bible, in the Revelations, which also says, you know, because it's kind of a psychic thing, too, as well, mm-hmm. The knowledge is lost for 1,000 years. I think more than 1,000. But people did get it by happen chance of days of old. If you look at Glamour's magazine, their latest issue, the first one in it of a male orgasm, it describes this guy who got this orgasm. But he said he didn't know how he got it. Basically, how you get it is you have to be in the accelerated state of aliveness, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then how you move your life force energy up through your chakras is you get to practice it, I'll tell you. Oh, it's a Tai Chi thrust.
Tao Chi thrust.
Tao Chi.
Tao Chi.
That's when you're standing up and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it very weakly and meekly. You know, I'm not really emphasized enough to really show it. But, of course, you got to really understand that they've been working in an environment where if you were called a... if you're a woman who got rapture and went to confession and told a priest about it, you'd be, oh, she's a witch, let's kill her. They really wholeheartedly went out to crush this knowledge, because if men knew how to get it, they would not leave their families and go to war. Okay, now, the easiest way to tell you how to do it is to get on all fours and then go, bah! Like a sheep.
So you're suggesting everybody be somewhat sheepish about this.
Well, join the flock. But anyway, it's called the Lamb's Book of Love, and you have to breathe in and push your pelvis up. And when you go bah, you'll see that to make the sound
bah,
you have to contract your diaphragm. So what you have to do is contract your diaphragm,
right,
and you go very, very slowly. Now, the groups that are into it, it's Haunted by Waters that are local in the Bay Area, musical groups. All these people and their associations and the people they bring in for entertainment are into it. All the belly dancing moves is the movement of the body that shows you how to swirl it right and left and all around. Yeah, it's fun. Because once you get it, I just teach people how to bring it up to their head so they know it exists. You know, so they have a unique experience.
So
in Washington, D.C., there was thunderstorms every day. These guys, with the air being charged with negative ions, were howling. Like, and there's no sex, but they're howling and bending the mattress back because they're laying on their stomach. I'm not under them. I'm just helping.
I would hope not, for heaven's sake.
So, no, because it's too intimate of an experience for you to go into trying to do with everybody.
You know,
Karen, control over your own
life. Anyone's interested in this but doesn't have the money for a long-distance call, and I would like to remind you as well as those who are listening who do have access to phones and long-distance services that some people who listen to the show are, in fact, homeless, believe it or not.
Oh, well, they can do it.
And for them to get information about this, other than what they've just heard, you can give me a call, 423-4833, which does mean either panhandling 20 cents or getting to the Homeless Community Resource Fund.
Give me your P.O. box, because I don't really want to give my home address out.
Or borrowing a phone somehow. You can either give me a call, and I will, and we can then kind of arrange for you to... I guess you have literature you're willing to send, is that right?
Yes, but this literature is meant to be passed out at, how to get business, because it is a bonding technique. I mean, I teach people how to do it, and they go home and show their wives, and she doesn't care that the guy has bad communication skills anymore, you know, and he wants to call her honey and sweetie all the time now anyway. So when they're all getting rapture, it changes the whole tone of the living environment.
Right.
So I'm losing business, but...
So you
so
do have written
do
material.
This written material,
yes,
though, is
okay.
Be given out at rainbow stations. So I'm creating rainbow stations.
Okay, well, let me ask you, let me point out that if you want this written material, give me a call at 423-HUFF, if you don't want to give Karen a call, at 415-885-4501, which is her number up in San Francisco. Give me a call locally at 423-HUFF. That's also the number, by the way, you should call if you want to be on the air, as you've heard today two controversial people on the air already. We have the notorious Karen here, who's been long pursued as a queenpin of prostitution. Actually,
I'm a person who breaks barriers. None of the cops ever said I gave anyone sex, though. It was...
But it felt just as good, which was just as vicious.
You know it.
Okay, well, I want you to give me a call at 423-HUFF if you want to be on the air, if you want more information from Caring. If you want to help out with Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, which is a civil rights group for the poor, which is trying to organize demonstrations downtown against discrimination. I'm going to thank our guest, Karen. Karen, you're welcome to stay on as a sort of a co-host here, but I got to move on to other subjects. I'm really disappointed that we don't have... Maybe everybody's so busy wishing that they haven't even called in. Now, that could be. But if not...
People have lost their humanity
in
epidemic proportions, and they're so physically estranged from their own physical needs that if nobody calls in, it's what I expected. That's how desperate you guys are. You're so desperate that you don't even know that you're desperate.
See,
you've estranged yourself from your own personal, intimate need for touch. And you know what another thing is? Is you've never before in the history of humanity had to ask anyone to do this for you, because throughout humanity, when you came in from the outside, somebody was there mushing your body to warm you up so you could get warm again and not die of hypothermia. No one had to ask before until nowadays, because we have central heating. The whole planet's gone to hell.
So there it is, folks. That's the story from.
Well,
that's a very small part of the story from Karen, who sounds eloquently and well prepared. Eloquently prepared to go ahead and give us really lots of information. And I invite you to return to my show on Friday if you wish to continue this dialogue. You're hearing me, Karen? Oh, Karen, anytime you want to return to the show, you're welcome to come back. And just give me a call at 423-HUFF.
I got to go pay a bill or I'll be homeless.
she's off to pay a bill.
I don't look good homeless. I'm real fair. I sunburn. I'm already covered with skin cancer. I'll look terrible. My pores.
So if you see her on the street, offer to mush her. This woman needs some good mushing.
No, I don't need it. You do. You're the one, Robert. It's too late now. He knows too much. He's part of it already.
I am. I'm all mushed up.
I tell everyone who's learned this, it's too late. They're part of it now. Because once you have knowledge, you have a responsibility to share it.
So do I get a mush before you go here?
Yeah.
Always on the lookout for a mush.
This is actually the Usum hug. Okay.
Okay. If you hear me moaning, pay no attention.
Awesome. Oh my God.
I'm mushing.
Not really totally mushed until you've had the feet up against you.
We'll have to do that next time.
But it's not walking on people, by the way.
I want you to know we have both feet on the floor here for all you officers listening in.
This is so good. You know what, Robert Gallo, where is he? Anybody know how to find him?
Give me a call if you know where Robert Gallo can be found, and we'll pass on the word.
He's over in San Francisco somewhere. He's an AIDS researcher.
So, Karen, give me a call later yourself, and I'll pass on to you any numbers of people who called or want to get in touch with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that's great. I'd like to point out very quickly that we are going to be having, there's another meeting I haven't mentioned that is actually happening in half an hour downtown at the Citizens Police Review Board, and that is at its location at 915 Cedar Street. Cedar Street is kitty corner from the new garage, the new parking garage, and it's kind of on the same block as the public library, though it's on the kind of the flip side. I'm going to give a call to the Citizens Police Review Board right now and try to get a kind of a sense.